Thank you so much for holding, Brian. So I am at the part where I am ready for your social. Again, I only need it once. I immediately submit it. It is completely confidential, and it just tells me whether or not a deposit is required.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
What do you need again? Sorry, I'm doing
Your social,
speaking
so
from.
sorry.
Okay, sorry. 178-58-8037.
Perfect. And submitting that now. You're all set. Awesome. No deposit required. So let's go ahead
Okay.
and continue with the rest. And did you want to enroll in auto pay and paperless billing?
Yeah, if that do I it seemed like maybe I have to do that to get the rate.
Yes. So if you sign up for paperless billing and auto pay with your checking account, you get the $10 discount. If you were to sign up for auto pay with a credit or debit account, a credit or debit card, it would only give you a $5 discount.
Okay, so I can do it via ACH.
Okay, perfect. Would you mind providing me with the routing and the account number now, or did you want to set that up on your own time?
One sec. No, I can give it to you.
Okay.
I just need to look it up.
No, that's perfectly fine. I can never remember mine either.
Okay, so the account number is 9870-8417-7165.
Okay. And the routing?
The routing is 021-000-021.
Okay, and that is JP Morgan Chase. And it is your name on the account, correct? Is there a middle initial that I should be putting in?
I don't think so.
Okay. Some people say that it matters, some people say it doesn't. And just to have it so that I spelt it correct, it's KAS as in Sam, ENIC.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, perfect. All right. And is this a checking or a savings account, please?
Checking.
And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. And from what I understand, you had some direct mail that kind of gave you information about us. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, is there any details or information about your home that our installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location, such as maybe a septic tank in the front, any buried wires, maybe a natural gas line?
Not that I know of. I mean, when you say they bury the cable,
We bury
I don't
only
know
like
where that.
6 to 8 inches deep. It's very,
Yeah,
very
then I
minor.
don't I can't imagine that you would hit anything at 6 to 8 inches.
Okay. I can also put in to check with 811.
What is that?
That's like before you dig, call 811. They used to have like a little jingle about it.
Oh yeah, I mean they can check because I don't. I mean I pretty much know where things are. I know 6 to 8 inches. They're not going to hit a septic tank, so I'm not too worried.
Surprisingly, we have run into the issue where the one pipe was too close to the
Okay,
surface.
I have some maps and stuff. I can't.
No, I'm
I
not
will
worried
be
about it.
able to
I will tell them to
dig it
contact
up.
DigSafe just to make sure that they're not going to hit anything. That way, the appropriate companies get the notification and we can mark where everything is.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else that we should be aware of on the property? Maybe like loose dogs or.
I have a dog, but she's friendly and not loose.
Okay. I'll put in friendly dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Mine likes to bark a lot.
She mine is like a all bark, no bite kind of dog.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's kind of how mine is.
Makes a lot of noise. Never hurts
Yeah,
anybody.
both of my dogs, they don't shut up for about 5 to 10 minutes and then finally they'll calm down.
Yeah. When someone first gets there, yeah. They're like, oh my God, somebody's here.
Yes. And they're like, love me, pet me. But then, like, some people are like terrified because mine looks like a pit bull, even though he's not.
Yeah, mine's a little golden doodle and she's not that scary, but I do walk with her. I walk with her off leash and sometimes, like, just because she's barking, people do, you know, people are afraid of dogs and they get kind of terrified. I'm
Oh,
like, oh my
yeah.
God, this dog is not scary, but I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
exactly.
Sheesh.
One of my acquaintances, I just found out today, had to put down his golden doodle. Oh, that's sad.
Bummer.
Apparently she had kidney issues and he was not aware until like the breeder did not notify him. Did you have any questions or comments for our techs or service representatives like myself?
No.
Alrighty. And as that's submitting, I think, yep. So we are able to schedule you. Our earliest date available would be October 9th, which is next Wednesday. Or rather, this coming up Wednesday, I should say, since today is Thursday.
What time? I have a couple calls that day, but it looks like I'm free after like 4 o'clock.
So we have a 1 p.m. and a 3 p.m. available. 3 p.m. is typically our latest appointment time available throughout the week anyway.
Do you have a 3 p.m. on the 10th?
On the 10th, I can definitely check. Yes, I've got an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. So if you want the 3
3 p.m. is
p.m.,
good.
perfect.
Yeah.
All right. So you are all scheduled up. I just wanted to go over a couple of little disclosures with you. All right. And as far as what happens with regards to the installation, prior to your installation date, there will be a technician that will come out to your property for your initial connection. They'll determine the best way to connect your service. And what they will do is they will most likely install the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you don't need to be home for that part. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of the placement. So if they are unable to bury on the initial day, we'll coordinate for that to be permanently buried within 10 days. If we have to go aerial, then of course we will go aerial. So it really depends on what the technicians feel is the best way to get you connected. If you have a current provider, to maintain that consistent connection, we do recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with your current provider. This is so that you are connected even throughout the installation process. Our installation appointments do take anywhere from 1.5 to 2 hours at most. So, of course, during the installation, we don't want you to be without internet.
Right.
The ONT, which is the modem, and the gateway, which is the router, and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber, is the property of Archtop and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, what will happen is you will receive a return kit to send all your associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. That does not include the cables. It just includes like the modem, router, and associated power cables. And then we do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you might have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can always visit our website or you can give us a call. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. Now, you already enrolled in the auto pay, so you wouldn't have to really worry about that. But if you do want to check out your statements and view your invoice, absolutely, you can definitely log on and take a look at that. You can also manage your auto pay settings on our website as well. You're automatically enrolled in the online account using the email address that you provided to me today. And then you will also receive two emails, one for the confirmation of your order, which you should have already received, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account. And you'll also be able to review and accept our terms of service that way as well. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, Brian, you are all set and you're all scheduled to go. So we will see you next Thursday, 1 week from today at 3 p.m.
Okay.
All right. Did you have any other questions for me today?
No.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and a great weekend as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.